Brian Malinowski was such a good guy that a couple of weeks after the ATF murdered him, I'll say it. What are they going to do, take me out? Maybe I shouldn't stay at home a few nights. Maybe I should be somewhere else. Yeah, maybe that'd be a good idea. They probably beat my door down at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning. So a couple of weeks after the ATF murdered Brian Malinowski, the board of the Little Rock Airport voted to give Brother Malinowski a $25,000 bonus because he had done such a fantastic job as executive director of Little Rock Airport. Have you ever heard of a board of anything giving somebody a posthumous bonus? I mean, a big one, for that matter. So it goes to his estate. Took a lot of guts. All right, DemGaz says U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican Arkansas, on Friday afternoon. By the way, let me give some credit to the reporter here for the DemGaz, who was actually awake this afternoon, who was on top of it, and broke the story. Amir Mahmoud, that's his name. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican Arkansas, on Friday afternoon said the Department of Justice had told him and U.S. Senator John Bozeman, Republican Arkansas, that the ATF agents involved in the execution of a search warrant of the home of Brian Malinowski weren't wearing body cameras. He posted the statement on his Twitter account this afternoon. Now, I got to open up. I got to open up my my Twitter here, because when the newspaper does something like this, they'll show the tweet, but it's not the whole tweet. It continues. Know what I'm saying? So we're just going to type in S-E-N-T-O-M, Cotton, because I want to read you the whole thing that he said. Because there are some blistering responses here. Some folks are hot about this. And rightly so. Rightly so. Here's what Tom Cotton tweeted out at 2:58 this afternoon, Central Time. The Department of Justice confirmed to me and John Bozeman last night that the ATF agents involved in the execution of a search warrant of the home of Brian Malinowski weren't wearing body cameras. We will continue to press the department to explain how this violation of its own policy could have happened. See? See, didn't I tell you? Violating their own policy. We'll continue to press the department to explain how this violation of its own policy could have happened and to disclose the full circumstances of this tragedy. Mr. Malinowski's family and the public have a right to a full accounting of the facts. Well, God bless Tom Cotton for trying to hold them accountable. And that's going to be really tough to do. And I'll tell you why in a minute, because a lot of people are very upset about this, including me. So, that was the update to the story that the DemGaz had yesterday evening about the Arkansas state legislators criticizing the ATF over the raid in which Little Rock Airport Director Brian Malinowski was fatally wounded. So here's what they had last night. Over 20 Arkansas legislators led by Republicans, Representative Matt Duffield and Senator Mark Johnson, gathered on the second floor of the state capitol rotunda to question the tactics used by federal agents when raiding the home of Brian Malinowski, the late executive director of Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport / Adams Field, and demand more information. Malinowski was shot in the head by a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agent during an exchange of gunfire at his home in West Little Rock on March 19th. Now, wait a minute. How does the reporter know that only one agent shot him in the head? Because the widow says that her husband saw several shadowy figures at the end of the hall. Just a question. Just a question. I'm always looking for nuance. And unfortunately, I find it all too often. The pre-dawn raid was linked to his firearm sales. Doorbell footage shows 10 police cars driving to his residence. Oh, no, it doesn't. Unless you want to call unmarked vehicles police cars. See, you know, when you're like me, if somebody says a police car, you're thinking of black and white with a visible lights on top of it. Producer Asher, if somebody said the words police car to you, wouldn't you be thinking like a black and white, like a marked car, something you would recognize from down the street as a police car?
Well, normally, yes.
Yeah. If it's an unmarked car, you're probably not going to say a police car because people would assume that it would be something that looks like a police car. I mean, that's all I'm saying. And the video from across the street shows 10 unmarked vehicles. Not one marked car. Anyway, I appreciate that.
There was none of them with the custom paint jobs and lights.
No. Even though it is implied that LRPD was also there with the ATF, something we haven't been able to nail down because, of course, state police is still investigating it a month later.
Well, we can't comment on an active investigation. Okay, great. Great.
Anyway, so doorbell footage shows 10 police cars driving to his residence and agents in full tactical gear approaching his door. After the raid, Malinowski, a gun collector, was taken to an area hospital. He died 2 days later. Yeah, but everybody was saying within hours, like day of the shooting, yeah, he's not going to make it. State Representative Duffield, who was nice enough to come on the show last night, said some would contend that he was murdered, a contention which I find it hard to argue. Yeah, I said it. He added that Malinowski will never have his day in court. He will never have the opportunity to tell his side of the story. I'm pretty sure that was intentional. Yeah. Some would say he was murdered. Yeah. Put me in the camp of some who would say he was murdered. Duffield said that he indicated that he was concerned by the ATF's handling of the raid, unsure if agents knocked and identified themselves prior to entering Malinowski's home. Well, his widow said they didn't identify themselves. Duffield said he was particularly troubled by the timing and use of force. The lack of transparency is also problematic. Duffield said, we in the legislature and the public at large have since been promised a full report by agents of the ATF. It's been a month. We have seen nothing. We have heard nothing. We have been presented nothing. We have questions, and today we are demanding answers. He said, why is no one talking? Do they not understand that the longer they wait to do the explaining, the more vicious and cynical the public becomes about the way the ATF does its business? Well, look, they got away with Waco in 93, right? How many people did they kill at that
at that religious cult's Branch Davidian place. How many people did they kill?
76 people.
76. Appreciate it, Asher. When all they had to do, their cult leader, I've said it before, I'll say it again, because I think it bears repeating. He used to jog down lonely two-lane country roads by himself. He used to go into town in Waco and go to Sam's Club, buy stuff by himself, right? They didn't have to kill anybody. They didn't have to kill anybody. I wonder if Lon Horiuchi ever retired. He's the guy that shot and killed Randy Weaver's wife while she was holding her 10-month baby in the doorway of their home up in Iowa, Ruby Ridge. Yeah, Lon Horiuchi, the sniper, he's probably retired, but maybe he still consults the ATF. Look, here's how you can kill him and get away with it. You think? It's because they've never been held accountable. They've never been held accountable. Will they ever be? That's what I want to know. Representative Matt Duffield said yesterday at the press conference, we have questions, and today we're demanding answers. It bears repeating. Why is no one talking? Do they not understand that the longer they wait to do the explaining, the more vicious and cynical the public becomes about the way the ATF does its business? Yeah, they don't care. They don't care. So what I'm wondering is, if you got 10 cars pulling up to the home to do the pre-dawn search at 6 a.m., 34 degrees outside, that means at least 10 agents, and some of those vehicles probably have more than just the driver in them. How many of these guys are having pangs of conscience? How many of these guys are having a hard time going to sleep at night knowing they murdered an innocent man? Do they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement? I want to know.
I would assume so.
I don't know, man. You know, January 6th, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol was a setup by the feds, and they said that in the days following, something like four or five U.S. Capitol police committed suicide. I wonder why. Guilty conscience, maybe? We'll never know. So Amir Mahmoud over the Demcast continues his article. Arkansas State Police are investigating the matter. According to a spokesperson, they are unable to comment as the investigation is ongoing. Knock me over with a leaf. I'm shocked. I can't imagine they'd say we can't comment because it's an ongoing investigation. Well, that sounds familiar. Saline County Sheriff's Office said that about the Boys in the Tracks murder mystery from August 23rd, 1987, more than 30 years later. I'm sorry. No. We can't comment. It's an ongoing investigation. For real. 30 years later, still ongoing investigation? Will it be ongoing investigation after everybody involved is dead? Still can't comment? Look, it's been over 60 years since President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was murdered, Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas. And they still won't release all that they have about it. Everyone involved is dead. And they still won't tell us. Hope it doesn't take that long to find out about the murder of Brian Malinowski. State Representative Matthew Duffield, Russellville, said had it been him, he would have reacted similarly to the way Brian Malinowski did. He said it was the price he paid for simply being a gun collector. State Senator Mark Johnson, Pulaski County, also spoke during the press conference. His concerns echo those of Duffield. He represents parts of Faulkner and Pulaski County. Mark Johnson said, I get fearful when I see this type of pre-dawn raid simply to execute a search warrant on a valued member of our community, not some former gangster with a rap sheet and drug convictions that needs to have a no-knock warrant issue, perhaps. He just happened to be a gun collector. He just happened to buy, sell, and trade guns as protected by the Second Amendment. No due process, no warning. Allow me, if I may, to go back to what I said to start this edition of the Doc Washman Show a mere 19 minutes ago. It was a hit. Somebody wanted homeboy dead. It was a hit. So Johnson said body cameras, something that all federal agents are required to wear, could shed light on the matter. Now, little did he know, yesterday afternoon at the press conference, that the DOJ was going to tell U.S. Senators Tom Cotton and Tom Cotton and John Bozeman last night, oops, yeah, they didn't wear them. Senator Mark Johnson said, one thing we do know is that there were changes made in recent years requiring these and other federal officials to wear body cameras. That protects everyone. It protects our law enforcement. It also protects people who are being raided from untrue statements. In other words, it's the truth. The DemGaz says neither of them, talk about Representative Matt Duffield, Senator Mark Johnson, neither of them had been in contact with the ATF since the raid, and they weren't sure if ATF agents wore body cameras. Regardless, they said more information is necessary. Senator Johnson said, if they did wear body cameras, we want it released. And if they didn't, we sure need to hear what the logic was, because this is clearly a violation of their own rules and procedures. Again, Senator Johnson, God bless you. Good guy. I like you. Let me say it again. It was a hit. Representative Duffield said, my concern is that this can happen to any one of us as Arkansans, and we want to prevent this from happening again in the future. Yep, sure could. And we sure do. But, you know, if you go to the U.S. Attorney of Eastern Arkansas's website, you'll see press releases on different things. You will actually also see evidence that from time to time, they actually conduct press conferences. But you're not going to see a word about this. You can do a search for the last name Malinowski until the cows come home. And they're not going to give it up. It was a hit. I wonder. I wonder who the head of the Little Rock ATF office is. because how long is it going to take for our state legislature to start doing subpoenas on people? Now, Senator Cotton is on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, but unfortunately, the Senate is controlled by the Democrats, so I don't think that he would be able to just call a meeting and start doing subpoenas on people. Now, when you go to the ATF, when you Google Little Rock ATF, you find out pretty quickly that the Little Rock ATF is under the New Orleans Field Division. That's how they say it down there, New Orleans. And they don't want you to know who is in charge of Little Rock Field Office. They just, you know, they don't give you that. And that's distressing. That's troubling. Because we need to know. I want the names of each and every ATF agent that was at the scene of the crime at 6 a.m. Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, at the home of Brian Malinowski. And it has been implied that there were also officers from Little Rock Police Department there. I mean, I feel like Tom Petty and Heartbreakers up in his piece. I need to know. I need to know. Arkansas State Police is investigating this. All right, well, great. Who at the Arkansas State Police is in charge of the investigation? I want to know that. And again, if I'm... I mean, yesterday was a good start, okay? Yesterday was a good start by 20 members of the Arkansas State Legislature. But it should have been all 135. Now, I ran into, about a half hour after the press conference, I ran into a member of the Arkansas State Legislature, whom I have known for years. And this person had no idea what the press conference was about. No one had told this person. And this person told me, we got a lot going on today. We got a lot going on all the time. I mean, they had a hearing about the crypto mining, which is a very contentious issue, especially if you live anywhere near it. And you have the noise 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Especially if you don't like the Chinese getting their hooks into Arkansas, which has been going on for quite some time. But I wish I knew the inner workings of the legislature and how these people communicate with each other. Because I was shocked when this person said, I don't know what the press conference was about. I was over at this doing this, and by the way, I got this bill, and I looked at the bill, and I'm like, oh, that's, the bill is actually a good idea. But it should have been all 135 of them. Now, what I want to do coming up, we really have to get into some of the outraged responses to Senator Cotton's statement about the DOJ just straight up telling him and Senator Bozeman last night, oh, by the way, our ATF agents weren't wearing body cams. Because I want to know, first of all, if Tom Cotton asked whoever it was from DOJ, did they tell you why they weren't wearing body cams? Tom Cotton's a pretty sharp guy. If you've ever watched a YouTube video of him just going after some of these Biden appointees when they have to speak under oath in front of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, you know he's a pretty sharp guy. He's going to want to know. Now, wait a minute. Your own rules and regulations say they have to wear body cams. What do you mean they weren't wearing body cams? Oh, to be a fly on the wall. Not even gonna lie, fam. The truth will come out. And you know, I read somewhere that what is whispered and secret in the inner rooms will eventually be shouted from the housetops. You ever read that? It's in a book that's almost 2,000 years old. The truth will eventually come out. There's nothing you can do to keep the truth from coming out eventually. Reminds me of what James Carville used to try to tell the Clintons. The cover-up! The cover-up is worse than the crime. You got to listen to me. Clint Eastwood once said, a man's got to know his limitations. I guess one of mine is not being able to do a very good James Carville impersonation. But anyway, be that as it may, I want to talk about the confusion that people have about what people like Tom Cotton can and cannot do about holding the ATF agents accountable for the murder of Brian Malinowski. There's a lot. And I want to talk to you also about why I think they did it. I used to think that it was because Brother Malinowski knew too much. Okay? No, look, we all know that our southern border is wide open. And we always hear that Little Rock is a hub for human trafficking, child sex trafficking, all this kind of stuff, right? So I thought at first, well, a lot of people thought at first, that maybe he knew too much and they want to shut him up. But now, I think it's much more basic than that. I'll tell you what I mean here in a minute. All right, there's an old song called You Find Out Who Your Friends Are. And buddy, I tell you what, when I was fired by Cumulus Media in October 21 because I refused to go along with their COVID vaccine mandate, I definitely found out who my friends are. Buddy of mine got a hold of me and said, hey, my friend Mitch Ward over at Red River Auto asked me if it'd be okay if I gave him your cell number. I said, hey, sure. Next thing I knew, I was meeting with Mitch Ward, one of the nicest guys I've ever met, owner of the Red River dealerships in Cabot, Malvern, Heber Springs, Wynn, Arkansas, all over the place. Mitch told me not only did he want to advertise on my podcast, DocWashburn.com, but when he found out Cumulus had fired me for refusing to get the clot shot, he pulled all of his advertising off all their stations. He was advertising on a bunch of their music stations. And I'll tell you what, they got my attention. So a couple of months later, when I was rear-ended on Colonel Glenn Road, I was waiting for a light to change by a guy who didn't even tap his brakes, and my car was just completely totaled. Where do you think I was going to go to get my next car? That was easy. Mitch Ward and Red River had already showed me their integrity. That's exactly where I went. Check them out, redriverauto.com. Better yet, go see them at their lot in Cabot. Some of the nicest, most honest folks I think I've ever run into in the car sales business. I go there for all my service. I mean, they're good folks, and they'll take care of you. Mitch Ward and redriverauto.com. Now, a few months ago, my wife and I found out that our daughter had lost so much weight, she was down to just 94 pounds. She got nauseous no matter what she tried to eat. She had to quit work because she got dizzy just trying to stand up. Her doctor had told her she had a hiatal hernia. Go on home. There's nothing we can do to help you. So I told my wife, look, if we don't try to help her, she's going to die. So we took our daughter to see our friend, Dr. J.R. Crabtree, at the Arkansas Upper Cervical Center, and he did help her. And she stopped getting nauseous when she ate, and she started gaining weight, and she was able to go back to work. What Dr. Crabtree does is the best-kept secret in American healthcare. And let me explain to you. Your skull weighs somewhere between 8 and 15 pounds. It rests on the top bone of your spinal column, the atlas, which only weighs 2 ounces. If that atlas bone gets out of alignment, your whole spinal column could get kinked up like a chain. When that happens, your central nervous system is unable to send out signals to different parts of your body as God designed it to do. Dr. Crabtree takes x-rays of your head and neck to find out if your atlas is out of alignment, and if it is, he gets it back in line, and he saved our daughter's life. To find out more, go to their website, turnmypoweron.com. Now, I'm proud to have Colonel Conrad Reynolds and AVII as a sponsor of the Doc Washman Show. AVII is the American Voter Integrity Initiative. Now, in Arkansas, we have a real problem with the way we vote. The touchscreen voting computers cannot be trusted. The cybersecurity experts and voting experts Congress calls on all agree that we need hand-marked paper ballots that are filled out in person at the local precinct. The experts also agree that electronic tabulators cannot be blindly trusted to be accurate when counting our votes. They all agree that there must be a hand-count audit of all races before an election is certified. Why have the citizens of Arkansas never been asked if they wanted to use voting computers? Did you know that a recent Rasmussen poll showed that nearly 60% of all Arkansans want hand-marked paper ballots? To find out more about what you can do, visit avii.org. Colonel Reynolds and AVII are working hard to restore trust, transparency, accountability, and accuracy to Arkansas elections. Remember to visit AV as in Victor, AVII.org.
All right, I've put auto to air. You've got a caller on the line, actually.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? 101.1, The Answer, Doc Washburn, Friday night. And my boy Jay Greeland comes through with a scoop, breaking news. Nobody else has it. Jay Greeland's column over at Substack is called Maumelle Monitored. Monitor ED, monitored. Article just dropped. It's entitled 57 Seconds of Chaos. That's how much time passed between the moments ATF agents disabled Brian Malinowski's doorbell camera and shot him in the head. That's your headline. So, I mean, like I said at the top of the hour, it's a hit. So here's what the article says. And it's short and sweet and to the point. None of the agents in full SWAT gear who raided Brian Malinowski's home in March wore body cameras. So there is no record of what transpired in the 57 seconds that passed between the time ATF agents taped over the doorbell camera and the moment they shot him in the head in a hallway in his home. Bud Cummins, former U.S. attorney who represents the family of Brian Malinowski, who was executive director of the Bill and Hillary National Airport in Little Rock, said, and I quote, "We don't know what happened. I can tell you there's 57 seconds between the taping of the Ring doorbell and the gunshots," unquote. I'll tell you what happened. It was a hit. It was a hit. Somebody wanted him dead. And I've said before, I wonder if he knew too much. They didn't want stuff getting out. I think it's much simpler than that. Because a few weeks after they murdered Brian Malinowski, the Biden administration all of a sudden announces, oh, we're going to close the gun hole loophole. We're just doing a new federal regulation. We're just going to close this gun hole loophole, gun show loophole. They pass the law through Congress, get it signed by the president. Nope. We're just going to throw our weight around. Hey, hey, we already shot and killed the director of an airport. You try to sell guns privately? What do you think we're going to do to you? I think it's just that simple. 823-0965 is the number to call to get into the conversation. I want to go to Charlene in Little Rock. Charlene, you're on the Doc Washburn Show. How are you?
I'm fine, Doc. I'm so glad that you're back on the radio. Congratulations. And I want to say this is a great topic. It needs to be discussed, and those questions need to be asked and answered by someone. I mean, we're just not stooges out here.
Amen.
We've got a mind that we can think and figure out what's going on. And I didn't know if this was going to be a call-in show or not, but I wanted to call in and encourage you to keep up with these good topics and help people wake up to what's going on around us.
Yes, ma'am.
And also, by the way, I think you do a pretty good interpretation of James Carville.
Well,
unfortunately.
You're too kind. I think it depends upon the content. I remember when they had the the oil leak in the Gulf, and he got in front of a bunch of microphones somewhere down there in the bayou and the swamps, got as close to the Gulf of Mexico as he could, and I'll never forget what he said. We're dying down here. Barack Obama got to do something. My lovely wife, Mary Madeline, about to turn me into a conservative Republican. It's that bad down here. You're too kind. Yeah. You're too kind. I didn't deserve that.
Well, let me just finish with this comment.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm glad they've got Bud Cummins on it, because I've always thought a lot of him the years.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad to see that he's taking this up. Anyway, keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening.
Charlene, God bless you. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. Thank you. Going back to Kamala Harris earlier today, goes on Twitter, and she says, President Joe Biden and I are closing the gun show loophole. That means all gun dealers must conduct background checks no matter where or how they sell. This will save lives and keep our communities safe. Look, she's not that bright. She may or may not even know that somebody put that tweet out for her out there on Twitter. But I think that's what this is about. If anybody's like, hey, I got my Second Amendment rights. You can't do this, that, or the other thing. They can say, well, did you see what we did to the director of the airport in Little Rock? Sure we can. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. Now, I see people responding to Tom Cotton's tweet this afternoon saying, well, why don't you do something about it? Why don't you just stop shooting your mouth off and actually do something about it? And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want him to do? Specifically, what do you want him to do? I think a lot of people don't realize that there are 100 senators in the U.S. Senate. Tom Cotton is one of them. Democrats are in the majority. So what exactly is it you want him to do? I mean, that's just, it's frustrating. One guy says, what if Congress passed a bill to require FBI to wear cameras at all times? Well, first of all, it wasn't the FBI. It was the ATF. Second of all, you're not going to be able to pass it because Democrats are in charge of the Senate. Third of all, if you did, Biden would veto it. I mean, it's frustrating sometimes. Not as frustrating for me as it would be if I was a Republican member of the Senate who didn't even have the authority to subpoena people because Democrats were in charge. But, I mean, anyway, 823-0965 to get into the conversation. Let me go to Ray in Little Rock. Ray, you're on the Doc Washburn Show. What's up, brother?
Hey, Doc. I just wanted to show you how happy I am that you're back on the air. I and many, many, many people have missed you since the other station fired you, which was absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to where you're at, and keep up the good work. I'll listen to you every time you're on. Thank you for being back on the air.
Well, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you, Ray. It's good to hear from you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Tuesday through Friday.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. And then, you know, if you miss part of the show, you want to listen to it later, you can always go to docwashburn.com. Yeah, this one person said, how about you quit talking, quit wagging your finger, and actually do something? And I responded, what exactly do you want him to do? You know? I mean, people say, well, we need to prosecute them. I'm like, okay, we'll get Attorney General Merrick Garland right on it. I'm sorry, I just get frustrated. It's going to be kind of difficult to prosecute anybody when you have an attorney general that answers to whoever's pulling Biden's strings. You notice how I said that, right? Because I'm not going to pretend that I'm naive enough to think that Biden is in charge. We all know he's not. Okay, here's another one. Here's another one. Somebody says, Sarah Huckabee, you know, which is the Twitter handle for our governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, why are you letting F-Troop hit squads operate in Arkansas unsupervised? Okay, now wait a minute. Do you think the governor actually knew that the ATF was going to do a pre-dawn raid on the director of the Little Rock Airport at his home? Is that actually what people think? I don't understand.
Another one says, is this a case of power-hungry people? I don't understand why the ATF didn't even go by their own rules. Surely they knew someone would talk. If they didn't, then they were delusional. In this day and time, someone will talk. Well, I hope you're right. I hope somebody's going to talk. I don't know, man. See, that's what I've been wondering about. Because like I said, if there were 10, if there were 10 unmarked vehicles that pulled up to Brian Malinowski's home, I'm thinking that some or probably all of them had more than just a driver, right? So how many ATF agents are we talking about? And it's implied LRPD was also there. So how many people are we talking about, and how many of them have guilty consciences and are having a hard time going to sleep at night? And who wants to be the first whistleblower? You can talk to me. It's not hard to figure out how to get a hold of me. 501-823-0965 if you want to talk. Let's go to Steve in Little Rock. Steve, you're on the Doc Washner Show. What's up, brother?
Hey, Doc. How are you?
Hey, man. Pretty good. What you got?
I appreciate you taking my call because, like you, I am an unvaccinated peasant.
There you go.
But I remember back, I believe it was when Waco happened, that NRA came out and referred to the federal government as jackbooted thugs.
Yes.
And they took a lot of heat over that because they dared to make that comment, but I think that's true in 2024.
Yeah, I think it is, and that's why I was kind of joking earlier, asking about Lon Horiuchi, who was a sniper who shot and killed Vicky Weaver, Randy Weaver's wife, holding a 10-month-old baby in the doorway at Ruby Ridge even before Waco, asking, gee, did he retire or is he... you know, independent contractor consulting the ATF these days on how to shoot and kill innocent civilians.
Exactly.
It's outrageous, brother. It is outrageous. Well, look, I appreciate hearing from you, and definitely, you know, tell everybody, let them know I'm back.
I will. I'm glad you're back on the throne.
All right. God bless you, brother. Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. All right. So 823-0965. We might have time to get another call in. If you call quickly, but again, I want to say thank you to my friend Jay Grelin, G-R-E-L-E-N. But the main thing to remember is his article over at Substack.com. His column over there is called Momel Monitored. Monitor with an E-D on the end of it. 57 seconds. That's how much time elapsed from the time the ATF agents put tape over the Ring doorbell camera at Brian Malinowski's home and Chanel Valley and the time they started pumping bullets into his skull. It was a hit. They murdered him. You know, and I mean, I appreciate Brother Matt Duffield, state rep from Russellville, saying, you know, a lot of people think this is a murder. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, thank you, Matt. I'm one of them. It's outrageous. It's inexcusable. And someone has to be held accountable. This cannot stand. And I appreciate the fact that God opened the door for me to get back on the radio in Little Rock, Arkansas, at this time. We live in dangerous times. You've been listening to Episode 4 of the all-new Doc Washburn Show, 101.1 The Answer. Today's show has been produced by Tim Terrible, directed by Mick Messy. This has been a Terribly Messy production. Portions of today's show will be taken overseas and dropped. If you'd like a transcript of today's program, simply tear the roof off a Rolls-Royce panel truck. Send it to Mansur's Computer Solutions, 7th floor, the Ephemeral B. Smoot Building, Whitehall, Arkansas. In care of Sheriff Mansur, Semper the 10th. If you'd like to hear the show again, simply go to docwashburn.com.
NRAcom. And that's the way it is. Friday, April 19th, 2024.